Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. You may be asking yourself, what in the world is that music? It's Hector Berlioz, a French composer who lived from 1803 until 1869. I'm playing him because listener Mitul Kansal from Haryana, India, wrote in and asked me about him. So here's a little info. Berlioz was a rather nutty man, for example. After his fiancée broke off their engagement, he concocted an elaborate plan to murder her, the man she had decided to marry instead, and her mother too. Why not, while you're at it? Luckily, he changed his mind on his way to their house, dressed as a woman, a veil and all. That's just one of his wild schemes. We won't even go into the rest of his love life, but he did write really wonderful music, most of which is still played by the major symphony orchestras. What you're listening to right now is from probably his most famous work, the Symphonie Fantastique, the Fantastic Symphony, which he wrote in 1830. A lot of Berlioz's work is bombastic and full of energy, and some may even say noise, but he also wrote some absolutely divine vocal music, ethereal, at least to these ears. Especially his opera Béatrice et Bénédict, and I have never understood why opera companies rarely perform it, not even the French do it, which I find absurd with all their francophonie mania. You'd think they'd at least give one French opera a year. Anyway, at the end of the show, I'll play for you a duet from Béatrice et Bénédict, and we'll see if you cry from the sheer beauty of it like I do. Meanwhile, here's a bit more from the bombastic Symphonie Fantastique. What do you think? So, what happened on this day in history? Today is the United Nations' 70th birthday. It was founded in 1945 after World War II in the hope we humans can avoid conflict by states actually talking to each other. Imagine that. I am proud to say that U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt was the motor behind it all. We're not always senseless warmongers, you know, just most of the time.
Susan, you know you can't say stuff like that.
Yeah, well, okay, sorry. So, on this date in 1945, the UN came into being with 51 member states, and now there are 193. It's not a perfect institution, but thank goodness it's there. That's Susan's opinion, you know. There's another big birthday today for Zambia. This is the day in 1964 when Zambia became independent of the United Kingdom. Happy Independence Day, Zambia.
I am Daniel Buren, and you are listening to The Sound Kitchen.
All right, everyone, it's time for the quiz. On the 19th of September, my colleague Anne-Marie Besada was in the kitchen for me, and she asked you a question about a recent paleo-archaeological find in South Africa, and a very exciting find it is. 15 partial skeletons of a new human-like species were found in a burial chamber deep in a cave system by a team of 6 women scientists who crawled underground for 20 minutes until they found the chamber. The paleoanthropologist who led the team, Professor Lee Berger, said that he believed this new old species could be among the first of our kind and could have lived in Africa up to 3 million years ago. Anne-Marie asked you to send in the name that was given to this recently discovered human-like species that was found in a burial chamber in South Africa in September. The answer is Homo naledi. Homo, of course, meaning man, and naledi meaning star in Sesotho, one of South Africa's languages. The winners of this week's quiz are Jul Ahmed from Sirajganj, Bangladesh, and Mitul Kansal, the president of the International Radio Listeners Friendship and Fraternity Club in Haryana, India. The gentleman who requested the music by Berlioz, in fact. From Malsi in Pakistan, there's Fatima Kaniz of the RFI Web Visitors Club who sent in this note. Hi, I am your old listener. Before, I listened to your programs via shortwave, but because you are no longer on shortwave, I listen from your website. It's been a long time since I've written you. Welcome back, Fatima Kaniz. I'm glad you wrote and that you listened to RFI English again, but we do have a shortwave frequency. Surprise. True, they all disappeared for a long time, but luckily RFI management gave us one back, so you can listen again on your shortwave radio if you like. We're on every day from 6 to 7 Universal Time on 13725 on the 22M band. And once again, welcome back, Fatima Kaniz. Another note from a quiz winner this week, this time from my old pal, my friend the non-grouch, Jean Forget from Attleboro, Massachusetts in the U.S. Here's what Jean wrote. Things are routine here. I am healthy for 89 years young. I became a great-grandfather again this summer. I have 9 children, 26 grandchildren, and now 22 great-grandchildren. Now, that's a dynasty, isn't it, listeners? Jean Forget likes classical music, so I hope you are enjoying the Berlioz, Jean. Our final winner for this week is another longtime RFI Listeners Club member, Muhammad Nasir from Katsina State in Nigeria. Hello, Muhammad. Greet your family for me. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Today's question is about Zambia, which is celebrating its Independence Day today. I want you to tell me the name of the first president of Zambia and the name of the current president. Who was Zambia's first president at independence in 1964, and who is the president today? You have until the 23rd of November to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 28th of November to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
It's the sound kitchen.
Time to go now. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doho for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 6:45, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with more music by the French composer Hector Berlioz, music requested by listener Mitul Kansal from Haryana, India. This is a duet for two women, sung here by Sylvia McNair and, I'm proud to say, my old friend Susan Graham. Both ladies are elegant and highly gifted singers, but I don't need to say that. You will hear it yourself. The duet starts with these words, "Peaceful and serene night. The moon, gentle queen, sails with smiles in the sky." Oh, it's quite romantic, and I do so hope you enjoy it. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Soupirez, madame, le bonheur passe mon âme. Oh.